Well, let me step back for a second. What I'm going to focus on today at the end and spend most of my time on is the Enterprise Products Energy Transfer case, which was drawing some attention in the past ever since a jury verdict came out for about $500 million judgment on something that shocked a lot of lawyers. Was this really a partnership? In since I submitted the materials in early June, the Texas Supreme Court has granted the writ on this, and so the case is teed up for argument. Briefing, first round of briefing is due in August. So this is now going to be, I think, the definitive case for looking at how partnerships are formed, inadvertent partnerships, and whatever else can come up in this context. And remember in this context that partnerships are the default legal entity. To form an LLC, to form a limited partnership, to form a corporation, to do a business trust or something of that nature, you have to take some deliberate step. You typically have to make a filing with the Secretary of State. If you haven't done that, you aren't one of those entities. General partnership is the whole body of law that surrounds when Beth Miller and I get together and open a gas station and start selling stuff, and we haven't done anything else. We haven't consulted a lawyer. We haven't done anything else. Or we form a rock band or whatever it may be, and there are cases in all of these areas. As was noted in, as Beth noted earlier today, the definition of partnership in the statute, it's been there since the 1910 Uniform Partnership Act, pretty much verbatim the same, is that it's an association of two or more persons to carry on a business as co-owners. We got rapid fire here. Implications of the definition. There we go. I knew I'd get there eventually.